Show Business. That was a track from an album which is called Four Sides of Cliff Richard, a double album. That was a track taken from it called The Next Time. What do you think of that then, Stuart? 21 years in show business.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, isn't it? Longer than the Beatles, Elvis Presley.
Almost Donny Allen.
Virtually. I'll give him credit for it then.
Yeah, let's give him credit for it, yeah. It's very nice.
I can't say I'm particularly knocked out by Cliff Richard's music, but he stayed in there, man.
I think he's done well, actually, to get to number one with his latest single.
How many number ones has he had, actually?
Loads. I should take a rough guess and say about 12, 13.
Mm. Could be right. Could be right.
More.
Could be right.
This album. Actually, on this album, Four Sides of Cliff Richard, it really is a compilation of all his greatest hits. Moving Doll, Move It, Living Doll, Travelling Light, On the Beach, 9 Times Out of 10, the track we just heard The Next Time, Summer Holiday, and the list goes on and on and on. And it never stops. Let's hope so, for Cliff Richard's sake, anyway. Right, what have you been doing with yourself then today, then, Stuart?
I got up quite early today.
Yeah. About 1 o'clock.
Morton's woken up, actually. You might be able to hear him in the background.
No, I can't hear a thing, actually.
There you go, see? Oh, the compressor's probably cutting it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got up about 1 o'clock this afternoon, which is quite good.
Yeah.
And got things ready for the programme tonight, and that's about it, really.
Yeah, nothing else, really. No. Exciting happened.
Not a great deal. How about you?
Hello. Ed Robinson just came through. Well, I got up roughly about 12 o'clock, about 12, after being up all night. I had to get that in. And, I've been doing some work downstairs, preparing my live programme for tomorrow night, which should be good fun. We've got some really good music in that, actually. Thin Lizzy, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Focus,
AC/DC.
Amongst others. AC/DC, yes.
It's, I heard something about an Al Stewart special tomorrow.
Yes.
That's right. Done by Mr. Russell.
That's right.
I think it's his birthday this week.
Al Stewart?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Oh. You've seen that from Al Stewart.
Yeah, I think it's... Okay, great.
That'd be
a double check that out. Yeah. Now, my Al Stewart is tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock, so
yes.
Story to Al Stewart, and I think he's great, fantastic.
Busby actually went to see Al Stewart live just before Christmas, and I really...
Did you, Busby?
I was really jealous, actually, because I quite like Al Stewart's music. I think my favourite track must be The Year of the Cat. probably his most well-known.
The new LP is also excellent.
Yeah?
First rate. Song on the radio, very nice.
Right, okay.
Which we'll be playing in the programme tomorrow, of course. So, to the immediate future, here's another record.
Right, this one's from Sea Level. It's called Rain in Spain.
We're going where this...
That's not. That's Summer Holiday. Perhaps it's going to rain on your summer holidays in Spain. Thank you.
at the time, and that was Sea Level from an album just called Sea Level, and that was a track entitled Rain in Spain. If you're listening to... Oh, dear. Thank you very much. Just that ice put down me back. If you're listening to
us,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If you were listening to Radio Caroline last Monday evening, you probably heard us mention that the Rainbow Warrior, the Greenpeace boat, has been arrested off Iceland. I believe you've got some more information there, Mr. Stewart.
Well, I haven't got any information. What we'd like to know, actually, is what's going on in Iceland at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we've seen nothing about it on TV this last week. Anyone know what's happened to the Rainbow Warrior? It's been arrested, though, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Rob Hudson has some information.
They are anchored, I think, a few hundred metres away from A Harbour. And the captain isn't allowed to go off the ship. The crew members are only allowed to go off with not more than four people at one time.
Oh, dear.
And they are waiting until somebody takes some action against them, because there isn't any crew done yet. They are not at all going to be empty.
I see. So they're hanging about waiting for some action to be taken by the government, you mean, in fact. They haven't exactly given them a reason for being there. There's no warrants or anything being served on them yet.
So it is
they have been impounded then.
That's kind of impounded, right?
Yeah.
God, dear me.
That could drag on, yeah.
Could drag on for a year, maybe.
In the meantime, the way they're doing their thing.
In Wales. Okay then. Maybe it's an idea not only to give you Radio Caroline's address, but also the address of Greenpeace when you like. Shortly after 9 o'clock. The time is now 10 minutes to 9. Let's take a about the weather, but think positively as far as loving awareness is concerned.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story? All about the girl who came today. She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry. Well, you don't regret a single day. Cry. And she promises the earth to me, and I believe her. After all this time, I don't know why. Oh, girl,
Beatles from the LP Rubber Soul, and that was a track called Girl. Right after 9 o'clock, I'll be swapping around with Stuart Russell. Stuart Russell will be doing the work here in the studio, and I'll be in the mess room and the kitchen.
We will rock you!
News from the Caroline Roadshow. Right on! The Caroline Roadshow is back on the road again on Saturday the 1st of September. It's at the Rhodes Memorial Hall, South Road, Bishop Stortford. On Thursday the 6th of September, the Caroline Roadshow goes to the Kempton Manor, charring near Ashford in Kent. And Friday the 7th of September sees the Roadshow at the Institute, Town Centre, Braintree in Essex. And then on Saturday the 8th of September, the Roadshow's in the Town Hall, Chatham in Kent. This jockey's appearing at the Caroline Roadshow, Harvey the Rabbit, Rob Eason and Robert Turkey. Doors open at 8 o'clock and it'll cost you £1.50 to get in. Listen for more news from the Caroline Roadshow each and every hour.
Broadcasting live from the North Sea on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. This is Europe's first and only album station. It's now 1 minute past 9 o'clock. Let's take a look at the weather forecast. Any showers will die out this evening, giving a clear night. A minimum temperature falling to 10 degrees centigrade and the winds northwesterly and moderate. Tomorrow, a mainly sunny day with the possibility of light showers from time to time. A maximum temperature of only 17 degrees centigrade and the winds tomorrow northwesterly light to moderate. And currently on a moderate North Sea, the Mi Amigo temperature is 13 degrees centigrade.
This is a 15-second commercial. In the time it takes me to tell you this, your message could be heard by over 5 million people. For full details of advertising and advertising rates, write to Caroline Sales, 8321 Rosas, Girona, in Spain.
Yeah.
Lightfoot, starting off the second hour of our special Sunday evening program tonight, and that's a song there called Daylight Katie. It's 6 minutes past 10 o'clock now, and that is one of Stephen Bishop's favourite records, right, old man?
That is correct. I really like
always playing it, aren't you?
I'm always playing that. Send shivers up the back, down the spine, into the nose.
Right, tell us what you
will.
Sorry. Tell us what you're going to be doing in the next hour.
Well, I'm going to trundle into the kitchen and maybe the toilet a little bit later on.
What? I don't know. Actually, that's necessary.
What, into the toilet?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's
very boring in there.
Yeah, well, you never know, actually. It's somewhere to go, isn't it?
Okay, then. Well, you get up to that after this next record, okay?
Right.
Right. Title track to the LP from Steels and Crofts. Right, it brings the time to 11 minutes past 10, and I
should imagine that Stephen Bishop is about to do his traipsing around the boat now, aren't you, mate?
Well, I was going to do it after the next record.
Oh, okay.
It's 11 minutes past nine, proper time.
I beg your pardon, looking at the cloggy clock.
Looking at the cloggy clock.
Yes, I am.
Anyway, we've just been joined. We've just been joined here in the Meta Room, commonly known as the studio at the moment, by a couple of good friends of mine.
Settle down.
And also, on my right, is the one and only Frank Spencer.
Oh, hello, Stephen. It's really nice to be here on the motor vessel, me amigo. I'm not being harassed by anybody at the moment.
It's really nice, actually, to have those two people on board, isn't it, Stuart?
That was terrible.
Fire rush. Okay, I'll tell you what. Play a record, and I'll trundle around the kitchen.
Right, it's okay. The wind from your fan just blew the stylus off the record.
Oh, sorry.
I put it back.
I've got to have the fan on, actually. It keeps me cool.
I see. Okay, here's a track from the new LP from Van Morrison, Into the Music. From it called Angel Lou. Nice one, man.
Okay then, let's hand over to Stephen Bishop and see what this young man's going to get up to now. Off you go, mate.
Right, okay, I've first got to get permission off our cook before I can go in the kitchen. Hello, Mr. Cook, sir, can I go in the kitchen, please?
Yes, you have the permission.
Oh, thank you very much.
How much?
Right. Ten pence, is it? It's quite cheap this time. Right, okay, I'm wandering out of the mess room right now into our little hallway. There's the stairs right beneath me. Yes, beneath me. Here's the toilet, yes. The famous 319 toilet, which is quite nice. Got lots of paper in there at the moment. We've got a shower. In fact, we've got two shower rooms. We've got a life buoy in one for some reason. We've got a porthole, which is open. Right, I'm now stepping into the kitchen. Whoa! The famous 319 kitchen. Banging the door. So then, what's going on in your kitchen, sir? What speciality have you prepared for tonight or tomorrow?
I don't know.
What's this special,
Square? Yeah, Delft Pottery.
Square Delft Pottery.
Very famous.
Very famous, yes.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you are the first one.
I'm the first one to see it, am I?
I give you one in your hand, yeah?
Right, okay, fine.
A little bit here.
I can't go much further, actually. I think we've run out of cable. Okay, Kate Farrell, actually, our cook, has got a special bunch of crockery.
Great, what's going on out there?
Well, the ship rolls, and most of the kitchen is on the floor at the moment.
Yeah, we've only got one set of crockery, so be careful.
We've got pans, and it was great.
Find out how the bread's doing. Toast bowl made some bread.
Ah, yes, how's your bread, sir?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Has it risen?
Oh, yeah.
Your bread. Oh, yes, you should see this bread stirred.
Does it look edible? That's the thing.
Yes, he's going to bang it together. That's Kate Farrell's bread. He's a baker now.
Candlestick maker and everything else.
Yeah. He's a baker earning lots of dough. Okay, let's take a trundle into the fridge. There's quite a bit of meat in the top section. We've got some sausages, a little bit of mince. Try not to make me laugh. And there's also some orange juice in there, which is quite nice, especially when you water it down. So we go into the lower section of the fridge. Yes, well, we won't mention what that is. And we've got a cucumber. We've got some margarine, lots of jam. There's about 52 pints of milk in there. And some jelly, which I believe you made, Stuart.
That's right, yes.
Yes, it's hardened up, actually, quite a lot. Oh, no, it's not. It's still like water.
It didn't turn out quite as it was supposed to, actually.
I think maybe you might have put a bit of too much water in.
I think I did.
Yes, anyway, look, I'll hand you back to Stuart Russell in the studio to play another record, and we'll see what else we can find here in the kitchen.
Okay, then, fine. Right, let's have some more music on this programme tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. It's a good giggle, isn't it? Bank holiday and all that, so it makes a change. Here's something from Andrew Gold, a song called That's Why
I Love You, Baby.
I know I've been sitting in a tree, singing for you, darling, endlessly. Inspiration's got a hold on me, and I don't want to be set free. It's the smile on your face, it's your style and your grace, and that's why I love you. You're a party with the lights down low, you're my Friday night movie show. Love me tender on the radio, hold me tight.
line, and that is gorgeous superstar Andrew Gold, and that's why I love you. Hello out there.
Ah, hello. Obviously, you've got my microphone on.
Yeah,
you can probably hear an amazing din actually in the background right now. Where are you exactly?
Right next to the generator room. I see.
In other words, right at the very end of the kitchen. We managed to find a bit more cable for the microphone. So we're right inside the kitchen at the moment. And I can see this amazing bowl full of peas at the moment. So I presume you're going to make pea soup tomorrow then, Case?
Yes. When it was going,
yeah.
We... Yeah, pie soup. Pea soup, eh?
Pea soup, not pie soup.
You can make a lot of soup of pickney... How do you call it?
How do you call it, Stuart?
Pie, kidney pie.
Oh, steak kidney pie, yeah. Yeah,
kidney pie,
too. Yeah. We had a nice dinner, actually, tonight, which was...
Ask him to make steak and kidney pie pea soup.
Yeah, can you make steak and kidney pie pea soup?
Yes. Tomorrow.
Right. Actually, this kitchen at the moment looks really nice because it's been cleaned up. We've got some jerry cans, which are full of water at the moment, fresh water, which is quite nice. We've got some jam and lots of sauce, lots of milk. And the one and only Case Burrows.
Oh, yeah, also, when you finish with the program, there's something happening for you.
Yes, well, we won't mention that. I made some amazing pancakes this afternoon. Did you know about that, Stuart?
Well, I made some too. Hang on, didn't Case make the mixture and then you had to fry it?
Yes, well, Case made the mixture because I'm totally useless at cooking.
Well, I had the same problem.
Yeah, and I made these amazing pancakes which were about a foot thick. Did I use a bit too much mix?
I think so. You were very hungry.
I was very hungry at the time, I'd only just got up.
Don't strain your brain too much, will you?
No.
Something else. Go to the pub because he's going close.
Oh, the pub's closed at 10:30 in England. Yeah.
We've got 4 minutes left for a drink.
No, we haven't, because remember the clock is in cloggy time, sir.
Actually, right. I know a good pub near where I live that stays open till midnight on Sundays.
Yeah.
Shall I drop them all in it? What's it called?
Nah, it wouldn't be very nice, would that?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay, then I'll hand it back to you and maybe we'll find somewhere else to sort of trundle upstairs.
Okay. Here's a nice song now from Barker James Harvest.
Forgive me, child.
CBCU from Barclay James Harvest, and everyone, or everybody is everyone else, or everyone is everybody else. It's 9:31, and we're going to take a little break now, and after that, something exciting is going on the deck. By now. Well, I'm just going to quickly dash through some of the days with you now so you can jot them down in your diary. Kicks off on Friday the 14th of September at the Queen's Hall House in Essex. Thursday the 20th at the Tarpon House, waiting near Clacton in Essex. Sunday the 23rd at the Triad Leisure Centre, South Mill Road, Bishop's Stortford in Hertfordshire. Friday the 28th at Jubilee Hall, Town Centre, Malden in Essex. Friday the 5th of October, the Moat Park Pavilion, Maidstone in Kent. And Saturday the 20th at the Hermit Club, Shenfield Road, Brentwood in Essex. The new Radio Roadshow. This jockey at the Roadshow is Brian Martin. It starts today's clock and goes on till pretty late. So make a date for the very first Radio Roadshow. Friday the 14th of September. It's at the Queen's Hall, Halton in Essex. And you'll have the time of your life.
Cook the band in Norwich. Have everything that the musician or disco could require. All makes of amplification and guitars. Comprehensive drum and disco showrooms. Extra prizes and generous trading. Come to Cook's. That's Cook's Band Instruments. Benedict Street, Norwich. Ring Norwich 23563 now. That's Norwich 23563.
Right, many thanks. We've got a lot of noise coming from your microphone, actually, on deck, Stephen.
Yeah.
Is that bad enough? That's much better, yes.
Oh, great stuff. It's
Let me explain first. Stephen Bishop is out on the deck at the moment with a nice long microphone cable.
Let's just close this door, actually.
Okay.
It's getting a major bit wet inside.
Okay, I'm quite lucky. I've got Sylvia keeping me company in the studio.
Oh, it's all right.
So I'm okay, Jack.
Well, I've got Keith Barrell here with me.
Actually, while you were playing the commercials, I got a little bit wet.
Really?
Yes.
It's a little bit choppy out there tonight.
It is, yeah. In case people don't know, they've probably seen pictures of me, Amiga, actually. We've got lots of tyres over the side. I'm leaning over the side of the boat at the moment. And when the waves catch the... Oh, God, I've done it again. When the waves catch the tyres, they come over and whoever's along on the deck at the time get a bit wet. Just stepping back. It's a clear night. We can see quite a long way. I'm looking east at the moment from the Mi Amigo, looking out to sea towards the Kentish Knock, and I can see the lights of two boats. I can see a flash of a light ship. Kind of a bit wet again. I believe it could be the Tongue. The Tongue looking south at the moment.
Possible.
Yeah. Looking north, we can see the sunk lightship, and there's also another flash just beyond that, which I can't quite see at the moment. Rob Hudson has just put himself out of the door. Hello. It's quite nice out here at the moment, isn't it?
Some water around, but that's all.
Stephen?
Yeah?
Have you got the windbreak on?
Yes, I have.
There's a lot of noise from the wind, actually. Maybe you can cup your hands around the top of
it. Yeah, so I'm turning, I'll turn backwards at the moment. I was just turning towards the sharp end of the boat so I could see north. It's a really clear night, actually. We can see the stars, which is very nice.
Do you remember a few weeks ago we saw the UFOs?
Yes, actually, about midnight one night we saw about two, possibly, was it three or two?
Three, I think.
Yeah, three moving objects in the sky, which was certainly too fast to be planes, and we're really high up.
Mars. We saw Mars
weeks ago.
Yeah, it was weeks ago, I think it was.
At night, it's really incredible out here because, you know, it's really dark, obviously.
What an observation.
Why don't you hold the microphone to the water?
Here, yeah,
that we are really on the sea and not a land base.
That's a point, yes. I'll just hold the microphone over the side.
Do be careful.
Just to prove that Radio Caroline comes live from the North Sea. Whoa! Yes, and obviously we've got no buildings here to...
You come out with the most amazing...
Yeah, I know, I'm just trying to, you know, maybe listeners don't realise, you know, certain people don't realise that we are on the sea, broadcasting from a boat.
Ship.
A ship.
A vessel.
I'm thumping the side of the boat now.
Careful.
It's a good old solid ship, the Mi Amigo.
Yeah.
And at night it's really dark because there's no street lights or buildings. Just the odd boy and girls. And it's really nice when you look up at the sky because you can see lots of things. They could have been satellites, actually, couldn't they, thinking about it?
It's possible.
Tell me whereabouts on the deck you are. Well, you know the mess room door.
You're on the port side.
I'm on the port side at the moment. Yeah, looking down. All right, I'll tell you what, I'll open one of the cabin hatches and close it. Just to prove that they were...
I hope that wasn't my cabin as the sea came over there.
Poor old Cape Barrow looked a little bit wet. I'll tell you what, play a record and I'll go over the other side and see what I can see towards England. Okay?
Yeah, okay, mate.
The guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down, he'll get your high. Something keeps him going, 5 miles a day. Find another place to close. Night after night, the treats you right, baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio, you don't listen to the guitar man.
Sylvia got to the pub just before the pumps closed. I've just managed to get one more drink, luckily. Thank you very much. Right, that's Bread. Nice song, that, from the LP Guitar Man. And that's the title track to that one. It's 20 minutes to 10 o'clock here on the North Sea. And I believe Stephen Bishop is somewhere above me at the moment. In fact, on the roof.
Well, I'm not actually on the roof at the moment, Stuart. I'm up by our generator room, and I'm going right to the very back of the ship, so we'll just do that right now. Probably get a little bit of wind, because
it's quite strong, actually.
Yeah, this is the windy side of the boat. Right, I'm now climbing the stairs as we go up to the back deck. Right, that's that done. Now going round the back, we've got a generator, actually, on the very back of the deck, which is a really excellent machine. It was put on the ship not so long back, actually, and it's a... really big, a big generator. It's enough actually to power, I think, a town the size of Ipswich, maybe.
We're losing you, actually, at the moment.
Yeah. Well, actually...
You're breaking up.
Yeah, play a record and we'll come back to that, okay?
Yeah, okay then. Sorry about that, we'll sort that little problem out. Little problem with Stephen's microphone on the back deck, lots of noise and things, but we'll get him a nice brand new windbreak and sort that one out. Meantime, some more music. From the new LP from Gary Brooker, No More Fear of Flying, and that's a song called Savannah. It's 9:45, and we've sorted out the problem with the second microphone, and now we can join Stephen Bishop. Oops, Daisy, out there on the roof, I believe, mate.
Yes, I'm on the roof of the Good Ship Mi Amigo at the moment. It's quite breezy up here, so I'm hanging on for dear life.
Quality is excellent now.
It's excellent, is it?
Certainly is.
What about when I turn into the wind?
Go on then, turn into the wind.
Yeah, I'm into the wind now. I'll tell you what, I'll turn back. Yeah,
that's a bit rough.
Right. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted by the technical breakdowns, I was talking to you about the generator on the back deck of the Good Ship Mi Amigo. It's a really big generator, actually. It's an American generator, and it's in perfectly good working order. We actually were using it the other week, which was quite nice. And it's big enough to supply power, believe it or not, to a town almost as big as Ipswich, I should think.
So it's got a lot of guts, that old thing.
It really does go well, and it starts first time.
Right. Even on cold morning.
Yeah. You've probably heard, actually, about the generator problems we've had out here over the last year.
Well, let's explain why it's on the back deck. The reason is we've got... how many generators have we got downstairs at the moment? It's
four,
isn't it?
Four, five at the moment.
Five. Two very big, powerful ones. Yes. One mediocre one, middle-sized, and a baby one.
Yes.
a baby one actually, which we just used for ship's lighting after we go off the air at 10 o'clock in the evening.
That's right.
Downstairs actually, the generator situation downstairs is very good. One generator we are working on at the moment, and one of the other generators, which was out of action last year, is now in perfectly good working order, which is very nice. And we've also got the generator which we're using at the moment, which is an excellent generator.
Called Henry.
I call it Henry. I call our transmitter Teresa.
And you call the small one Rhoda.
And Rhoda.
Rhonda.
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 Yes. Help me, Rhonda.
Crazy you are.
I know, but it's all very nice. Pat them on the back and give them a kiss every night. First thing in the morning, they start perfectly. First time.
It's the same as talking to plants, isn't it?
It is really, you know. And talking to your car. A lot of people talk to cars. I sit in the generator room, actually, some nights, talking to the generators, give them a nice kiss, and they work perfectly the next morning.
Where do you kiss them?
Right on the output stage. Anyway, if I can just turn a bit into the wind. No, it's a bit impossible, actually. Looking towards England, which is towards the west of the Mi Amiga at the moment, you can see lots of ships going down the Black Deep Channel, and there's one real big one which I can see. And also, it's very nice tonight because it's so clear we can see land.
How close are they, actually?
How close is the Black Deep from us?
No, the boat that you can see.
I should say it's about 4 or 5 miles away.
I wonder if they can. I wonder if they're listening. They could give a flash or something. Yeah. Let us know. That'd be very interesting.
If there are any boats listening around the Knock Deep area, maybe if you could start flashing in the next sort of 30 seconds. Not too much, because we don't want anybody to think you're in distress. And maybe we'll say hello to you. Well, we say hello to anybody on the sea at the moment. The reason we were rolling so much was because the wind was in the northeast, and we are in a very, very good position actually here in the Kentish in the Knock Deep.
That's why it was picked nicely, situated between two nice big sandbanks.
Yes, we've got a sandbank to the left and a sandbank to the right of us at the moment. The one towards England is the Long Sand, which is a very big sandbank, and the one towards the east of us is the Kentish Knock, which shelters us from easterly winds.
That's right.
So, you know, we can get a force, maybe I've experienced a force 10 westerly out here, and it's hardly anything. Mm. And you get a force 10 northeasterly, and you really are rocking, I can assure you that. I'm sure you know that, Stuart.
Yes, I've had some experiences, as we all have.
Yeah.
From various storms that we get regularly now every Christmas.
Yeah. I've never been on any of the other radio ships, actually, during a storm, but apparently this one is supposed to be the best one, isn't it?
Well, our transmitter engineer reckons that this is about the best boat you can be on in a storm.
Yes.
It's got a nice big bottom, to coin a phrase.
It also sits really low in the water, doesn't it?
Well, we've got a heck of a lot of ballast, which holds us very nicely.
At the moment, we've got 30 tonnes of fresh water on board and 25 tonnes of diesel, so that really keeps us quite low in the water. Which is
anyway,
nice.
We're running a little bit short of time, so we'll have another record now, okay? Then we'll come back to you.
Okay.
Right.
Using radio!
Radio Caroline!
That's a really nice piece of music from back in the good old 60s, the flower power era. The LP is called Forever Changes by the group Love. Right, let's join Stephen Bishop once again. Hello, mate.
Hello there. I'm at the moment right at the very sharp end of the boat, looking towards the stern. And it's a really impressive sight at the moment because the ship is moving about quite a bit. And also the decks are getting quite wet, especially where we were standing about 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
There's about a foot of water down there at the moment from one wave, which decided to come right over the side of the boat.
Lovely stuff.
So I'm glad I wasn't down there. I washed my trousers, when was it, yesterday?
And they're wet again.
Sorry?
No, I didn't. You could just warm them and still on the deck.
Yeah, because coming up to the front here, I got absolutely soaking wet. Anyway, looking from the bows of the ship at the front?
Yes.
Yes. Looking towards the stern. Firstly, of course, we come to the aerial, which is a really impressive sight. It's, what, 50, 51 metres tall?
Getting on for that, yes.
Yes, it's a really impressive sight. I've got a torch with me at the moment, shining it right up the very top. And right at the very top of the aerial is this capacitor hat, which was a little bit bent a week or so ago, but thanks to our good friend Case Burrell, who went all the way to the top of the aerial on a really calm day and fixed it. What was it like up there?
Hi. Hi. I was a little bit afraid.
Yeah?
There was the wind coming.
Yes.
I don't know if you were up here, but there was a turning wind coming.
Yeah, the boat was turning with the tide.
No. The wind was coming and turning.
Whipping round the mast.
No. How did you say that? A tornado.
Yeah,
a small one.
Yeah.
And they called me back.
Yeah, anyway, it's fixed now and it looks really nice. Right. Our anchor chain actually on board the good ship Mi Amigo is another really impressive sight because apparently it's big enough for a boat of 33,000 tons.
Before you carry on about that, Kate was referring to that little small hurricane thing that was whipping around the boat. Remember we had this small hurricane thing which shot past the ship?
Yeah.
Little circle of wind.
That was the day when we had all the rain, wasn't it? The showers.
That's right.
The thundery showers, yeah. Getting back to the anchor chain, it apparently can hold a ship up to 33,000 tons, which is really impressive, considering this ship is only, what, 470 tons? Is that right, Stuart?
It's, near enough.
Yeah. And it's really thick, it's really impressive, and it's onto this very big winch at the front of the ship.
It's probably the biggest anchor chain any radio ship's ever had, actually.
Yeah. Actually, we were talking this afternoon about this radio ship must be in for something in the Guinness Book of Records, mustn't it? For being the longest ship ever to stay out at sea.
I should imagine so.
How long has this been out at sea now? Since 1972, hasn't it?
I think 72 was the last time it was in port.
And I don't think there's any other ship been out at sea that long. And also, I think... Radio Veronica, of course, were on the air longer than us, weren't they, in one go.
Didn't we have a ship flashing at us just now?
Oh, yes. I can't really turn that way at the moment because the wind is whipping my microphone. But in the Black Deep, we did have a ship which was flashing our way. And it was not a light ship. I'm not that daft. I can't really turn. Well, I'm turning now. How's the sound quality?
Okay,
is it...
See if you can get them to flash again.
Yeah, if the ship is flashing, can flash at us now, I can see the Black Deep quite plainly. Yeah, there's a light ship. Oh, there's an aeroplane going over it at the moment, flashing at us. With their green lights. Oh, yes, it flashed again.
Yeah.
There we go, then.
Did you see that? Yes. Lovely.
Fantastic.
Great, and again, great stuff.
Hello there.
Hello to you in the Black Deep. That's really nice on this Sunday evening. Anyway, that just about wraps it up from me, Stephen Bishop, here on deck. I'll be back again tomorrow at 5 o'clock for the Caroline Countdown, and tomorrow at 8 o'clock also with my special live programme featuring the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd, among others, and Deep Purple. Anyway, I'll hand it back to you, Stuart, to round up shop. OK, mate?
OK, thanks very much, then. Right, then, we've got time for just one more record. And this is Crystal Gale.
Then you are on cold shoulders, and it's getting colder, like every kiss. had. We don't know more. We can't feel it anymore. I thought a love like ours would never die. But you get colder every day. Every night you turn away. You couldn't say it any plainer if you tried.
Gail there from a new LP of hers, which is called, hang on, I forgot now, We Should Be Together, and a song, I can dedicate that to Stephen Bishop actually, who's just come back inside.
All windswept.
It's a song called Your Old Cold Shoulder.
It's quite chilly out there actually, this evening.
It is a little bit on the blowy side. Well, good people, that's just about it from Radio Caroline for tonight. It's just coming up to 10 o'clock. So on behalf of everybody on board the radio ship MV Mi Amigo, Radio Caroline, I'll say goodbye, and we'll be back on the air tomorrow morning
at 5.15.
5.15, thank you, sir. English programmes once again commence at 5 o'clock in the afternoon with... Caroline Countdown. That's tomorrow at 5. And I'll be back on the radio at 9 o'clock tomorrow with the Al Stewart special. And Stephen's also got his live music special at 8 o'clock. Very much hope you've enjoyed the last couple of hours. It's been good fun on board the ship. So maybe we'll do it again sometime. Who knows? Okay, have a good day tomorrow. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.